Well, it is the spookiest time of the year. But if you're experiencing some ghostly activity in your house, you might want to enlist the help of the Vancouver Paranormal Society. Peter Wren is the president and lead investigator of the organization and joined us here in Studio 10 this morning. Hello there.
Good morning.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween to you.
Is this a big day in your life?
Kind of probably the busiest time is the build up until the day. And then usually this time of day, usually by Halloween day, we just sort of turn the lights off in our house and watch TV.
How much paranormal activity have you noticed in Vancouver?
There seems to be a lot. Obviously, we're governed by disclosure of locations and stuff like that because of the Confidential Act, the contracts we sign with these owners and stuff like that. There seems to be an increase on activity as such on a lot of the heritage buildings and some of the older type buildings.
Okay, Peter, you can't tell us specifics, but I'm fascinated by this. Let's take a hypothetical case. So somebody phones you up and says, there's something creepy going on in my house. I want you to come look at it. What do you do?
But basically, without dragging out the whole investigation process, our job as such would be to go around to either validate their claims or find a logical explanation behind it.
How do you validate the claim?
I.e. with evidence, photography, EVPs, which is electronic voice phenomenon, voice recordings, closed circuit TV footage, DVR footage, obviously, and so forth.
Now, this is what you do. Have you ever come across anything that's really scared you to death?
There are a few locations within, I wouldn't say Vancouver as such, but there is a couple of locations in the Lower Mainland where I've walked into certain situations or certain places and I've been very dubious about walking through doorways and stuff like that.
Oh, come on, tell us more. Give us the spookiest scenario you've been involved in.
Okay, just one totally off the top of my head was it was a location not too far from here. We investigated it about 3 years ago, and we were sitting in a communal area, and we were just asking questions, just going through the investigation process. And then all of a sudden, the investigator was in front of me. His jaw hit the floor. I looked over to where he was looking at, and there was a shadow-type figure standing in the doorway. And my first reaction was to get up and run after it, and this guy just sort of sat there. So we kind of... I then ran after it for whatever reason, I don't know, and basically he disappeared behind the door, or she disappeared behind the door.
What do you say to the people listening that say, oh, come on, Peter, and this is all bunk? What do you say to those people?
To be honest with you, there are skeptics out there of what we do as well, and we are kind of skeptical ourselves. Each investigation is different, and we've got to walk in with a certain level of skepticism before we even walk through the door. The way we work is we try and validate their claims. But to say with them, everyone's entitled to their own opinions about what we do.
How do you determine if there is a ghost in the area?
There's no one qualified enough to actually disclaim that there's a ghost there because it hasn't been scientifically proven that ghosts actually exist. The way we do it is we present the evidence to the client, providing we get evidence. And it would be down for them to make their own conclusions of what it is actually there. We're just there to just purely validate.
If someone suspects there is some sort of paranormal activity occurring in their home, what signs should they look for?
Phantom noises, phantom smells, physical problems. There will be... physical problems with themselves, physical objects moving, cold spots. I think that's basically it.
Now, graveyards.
Yep.
Are you one of those guys who hangs out in graveyards in the middle of the night to see what's going on?
I was when I was younger, I must admit. I obviously tell by my accent I was brought up in England. And
there's a lot of really old ones there.
Yeah, there is. And they're kind of in a sort of, in a nice way, they were kind of like very creative about their stones and stuff like that. And I'm a big buff into like English history as well. So I did spend a lot of time in those sort of places when I was younger. Not so much now. I find the cold nights kind of dry.
But I'm a lot like you. When I travel, I love to go to old cemeteries and read the stones and read about the lives that have lived and been lived and lost.
Yep.
And how they were lost.
Yep, it's a kind of a respect thing as well, right.
It is. Okay, you can't give away any maybe private homes, but what about public facilities that are haunted, or the rumors are they're haunted? Any in the Lower Mainland?
There is a couple in the Lower Mainland that I can disclose. We were at the police museum in Vancouver about 3 years ago. We got a series of EVPs out there and a lot of interaction, i.e. things moving and what have you. Also as well, probably the one that sticks out the most is there's a location in Mission, just on the Fraser Valley border, which is called a powerhouse, which was built at the beginning of the 19th century, I believe. And that has predominantly got the most activity in there than any other location that I've visited.
I've heard of ghosts in Hotel Vancouver.
Yep.
I've heard of ghosts in the Legislative Building in Victoria.
Yep.
Ghosts in the Empress Hotel in Victoria.
Yep.
You're agreeing with everything I've heard. So
yeah. Like I say, I can't disclose, but yeah, there
but
is.
But I'm warm, am I? Am I
guessing? There is a lot of, if you do just purely do research on the internet, there's a lot of places out there that have so-called documented events there.
Yeah, see, those are the hotels I would stay in.
Yeah, I know.
Just to check it out and see what's going on. Peter, what a treat. Pleasure, and have a happy Halloween.
And you, thank you.
Peter Wren, the president and the lead investigator of the Vancouver Paranormal Society. And be sure to stay tuned to CBC Radio 1 for more ghostly stories, because The Current this morning, sharing some of your favorite ghost stories. That's at 8:37, right after us here on CBC Radio 1.